that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Chimwits. So you were supposed to be back in the gym last week, and I didn't see you.
Yes.
Why?
Just been very hard to get there. I wish I could. I can't believe it's already November 9th.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go back starting the first.
Last week,
just,
yeah.
It's just, I'm going to try to make it there. Well, I'm going to make it there tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
It's going to happen tomorrow.
See if that happens.
I wish there was more time. Maybe I can go on Saturday as well.
All right, cool. Well, I'll be there tomorrow and Saturday, so I'll be looking for you. So,
yeah, really got to get back.
Have you been working out at all, or have you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so. I haven't not been working out. The last few days have been tricky, but yeah, no, I've been doing okay.
Yeah,
doing all right. My diet hasn't been terrible either, so I'm staying put. But yeah, just want to get. It's one of those stretches. You know, I spoke about it. You know, I said there's going to be stretches where I'm going to go through, and it just so happens I have like four different recording projects, seven different recital, just so much stuff right now. So it's just been difficult, but that's going to wear off very soon, and I'm going to be able to really hit it pretty strong.
All right, cool. Sounds good. So what do we have on tap for today?
So we have an awesome interview with Michelle Weinstein. She is the founder, the owner of Fitzy Foods. And the website is fitzyfoods.com. We'll include everything in the show notes. That's FITZEE Foods, FOODS.com. And she runs a food delivery service. And you guys are going to hear all about it. So without further ado, here is our interview with Michelle Weinstein. Hey everyone, we are here with Michelle Weinstein, and she is the founder of Fitzy Foods, and the website is fitzyfoods.com, and of course we will put that in the show notes and spell that out for you guys later. Michelle, thank you very much for coming on the Chimwits.
Well, thank you for having me. Love the Chimwits.
So, first thing we normally ask is for you to tell us about your background.
So my background's pretty interesting. I actually have a finance background. I have a finance degree, but I've always had this passion for health and fitness. And I work out every day of the week, almost go to yoga. And if I could get paid to work out, I probably would take up that job somewhere. And, that's pretty much my background. I did a little bit of real estate, but pretty much sat in a cubicle for most of the time analyzing financial statements was the majority of my background, which is sort of how I started this company, was from sitting in a cubicle.
So growing up, were you involved in like any fitness or like sports activities or kind of into fitness, or did this kind of come up as you were kind of going through your initial career?
Actually, you know what? I grew up eating donuts and milk every day for breakfast. And I come from a family that's not the most health oriented. And I think throughout high school and college, I said, I never want to be like my parents. And I just, you know, taught everything to myself when it comes to nutrition and seeked out just different people in the industry. And I pretty much learned it on my own. And, you know, my dad had some heart issues a few years ago, and my mom's sort of been overweight and finally committed to losing about 40 pounds and keeping it off. So I believe food is the most powerful drug, and I was committed to not being like anyone in my family.
Fantastic. So tell us about your business. When did you start it? What does it do? All that good stuff.
Yeah, so basically Fitzy Foods, we provide healthier versions of American classic meals, everything from shredded chicken mac and cheese to sloppy joe orzo to an array of healthy Mexican fare. Turkey green chili quesadillas and red chicken enchiladas are some of our most popular. And I started the company in 2010. So we've been around for a while along with all, you know, in this industry. So I like to say we know what we're doing now. We have a little niche also where we feed professional athletes. And next week we're actually feeding the Oakland Raiders on their plane ride down to Mexico City. So that's pretty exciting. And, you know, my mission's always been, how can we help people change their lives one meal at a time? So for our general population, you know, that's kind of where Fitzy Foods was solving the problem. Like I said, I was a financial analyst and I was in a cubicle and I had what I call cubicle butt. I was a little bit heavier because I sat all day and I drank a lot of coffee and went to Starbucks. I was living in Seattle and it was really depressing. And, you know, there was one common question in the cubicles and then there was one common question in the gym. And it's like, what does the busy person eat that it's going to taste good. It's going to be good for you. It's going to make you feel good after. And you know, you didn't want a diet. You didn't want a lean cuisine. You just wanted, you know, like a personal chef in a package. And after talking to a lot of people and seeing how many people wanted the exact same thing, you know, that's when Fitzy Foods was born. It was literally from, I was a fitness instructor too. I forgot to mention that. So I would work as an analyst. I would go to the gym at lunchtime, teach spin classes, go back. Then I would go to the gym and personal train people. And, you know, every busy executive, unless they have their significant other cooking for them or they're going out to eat and eating out, you know, is really amazing. I was reading this stat the other day that just recently people are spending more money eating out than they are grocery shopping and cooking at home. And it was like $55 billion. And this is the first time in history where it's now reversed because, you know, we don't have any time.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, who has time to do anything? So with Fitzy Foods, you know, we solved that problem. You don't have to cook. We're like the full version of Blue Apron. Blue Apron, you still have to cook all your food and hopefully you don't burn it. And it takes a lot of time,
it does.
You know?
We actually did a Blue Apron review. I had Blue Apron for a while and I thought there was some decent things about it, but it was not for people that did not know how to cook. I have been into food, so I know how to cook. So we were able to make that work. But for someone who has no clue about how to cook, it would really be quite difficult. And the whole portion thing wasn't great either. And I know you'll get into that eventually as well.
So. Yeah. And or even like a young couple with a baby or something. Like, I mean, who has time? You have to like really, really know how to cook. Like you said, I mean, my brother and his wife did it. And now they just had their first baby who's 6 months old. And they immediately stopped. They're like, it was fun while we were not having a kid and had a lot of time on our hands, but who has time to cook dinner four nights a week at home?
So now did you come up with all of the recipes or design the menu yourself, or did you have help with that?
In the beginning, I worked with one of my girlfriends from college. Her name's Amanda Carlson, and she's the head registered dietitian at Exos, formerly called Athletes Performance. You might be familiar with them. They're a training facility for pro athletes, top executives, and they have this whole – it's just an amazing company. So in the beginning, she helped me. We figured out all the macro breakdowns for all of our different recipes. And then I've been through about four chefs, too, in the last 4 years, five years. So each person brought some new recipes to the table, but majority of our recipes come from our clients. You know, you'll come in and say, hey, like one customer said, hey, can you make a chicken mushroom risotto, like, but healthy? Mm-hmm. And we did. So it's actually on our menu coming up this month and in December.
That's awesome. Oh, so your menu constantly is changing?
It is. So our menu, we roll out a monthly menu and then we have weekly specials. So there's a percentage of our menu, about 7 items per month, that are always going to be there at all times on every single month. And those are our top sellers, because if we were to remove them, I'd probably get a lot of hate email. And then we're rotating in. We've got a database of over 400 recipes now. So if you said, hey, can we do something like this? I'd say probably we already have it. So we're always bringing back old recipes from the past and putting them in the loop, in the mixture, because we do have clients that order from us. You know, every week or every other week is typically what we see. We don't like to talk about ourselves as like a diet. We're more of a lifestyle plan. You know, maybe it's like you're looking for lunches for the week, or maybe it's just the dinners that are really difficult and people are eating those meals every single week. So we need to really keep up the variety. Cause if you eat the same thing over and over again, I mean, I'm one to do that, but there's a lot of people that need some variety. Yeah.
So now you mentioned, your clients, your customers, who are they mainly? Do you know what demographic of people, or is it all sorts of people? Like who orders Fitzy Foods?
Well, we do have an assortment of customers, I like to say. And the reason being is for those that are in San Diego, California, we have a grab-and-go retail store. And that store is in Point Loma. So we have everyone from Pacific Beach to Ocean Beach to downtown that shops at our store because it's convenient for them. Majority of the people, as far as age range goes, is about 30 to 60-year-olds. And our about male to female is literally 50-50. And when it comes to our online customers, we're actually doing a survey of our top 20% right now and really diving deep into what do they do. And most, again, are 50-50 male and female. Age range is 30 to 60, 65 some of them. And there's one common theme, and they're all just really busy. And the biggest reason they do order from us is because of the portion control. So that's what makes us really unique. We do have great tasting meals, and we do pride ourselves in quality. We use all free-range chicken, grass-fed beef, and nitrate-free turkey bacon and turkey. But one of the things that sets us apart is the fact that we have our meals in three different sizes. We have a small portion, which is about 8 to 10 ounces. We have a medium portion, which is about 12 to 15 ounces. And then we have a large portion, which is about two smalls. So it's about 16 to 20 ounces of food, which is great to share for two people. So our meals also come in biodegradable, recyclable containers that you can pop in the microwave or the oven, where a lot of other companies will send you stuff that's vacuum packed or in little bags. And it's really not convenient to take to work or to take in the office. So ours is all about, you know, I believe that how much food I need and what you guys probably need are two different portions. You know, you probably need a little bit more protein and carbs and calories in your meals than I do in my everyday diet. And that each person shouldn't be eating the same amount of food. Sure. That's like your traditional restaurant model. And, you know, really having it convenient. So if you needed to take a meal with you and you're running around New York City, for example, you could pop into any 7-Eleven and warm up your meal in their microwaves and they wouldn't even ask you anything. And I've done that around here too.
Very, very clever. Now, where do you get your food from? Do you have farms or sources that you generally go to?
Well, all of our chicken comes from Mary's. A lot of produce comes from, we use one main distributor, Sysco, and that's just because the ordering is much easier.
Okay.
And the local farms here, you know, if they're just short on onions, I can't be short.
Sure.
You know, we go through so many onions, sweet potatoes, spaghetti squash, zucchini, bell peppers, you know, all the produce, where a lot of the restaurants, and they use the farms for like their microgreens and salads and leafy greens. And those are ingredients we actually don't use. You know, everything that we sell is fully cooked through and you can keep it in your fridge or you can even freeze it. So that's our main distributor, but we get to pick and choose our products. So we do pay a higher price for the free range chicken. All of our turkey comes from Shelton's. We even have some meals with pork butt, and it's all nitrate free, hormone free.
So, now as far as your distribution is concerned, do people order from you from all over the country or just in California, or how do you guys do that?
We can ship anywhere that UPS goes. We actually ship to Puerto Rico too for, yeah, a friend of mine who also has the podcast started ordering after we did an interview, and he loves it. So we can go anywhere from Puerto Rico. We ship to Hawaii, New York, Miami. It is a little bit on the pricier side just because to ship fresh food.
Sure.
We do ship it 2-day. I have a really awesome little video I made on YouTube that you can watch on our Fitzy Foods YouTube about how we ship the meals. All of the boxes and the inserts that we use are also biodegradable. So you can either keep it for a summer or winter picnic, or you can just throw it, you know, break down your box and put in your recycle bin.
That's great. So now, as an entrepreneur, what challenges did you face any challenges or any unexpected challenges when you started your business? Or, you know, anything you didn't expect or things that maybe you thought were problems but weren't? Like, what was your experience as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, I always say you live the highs and you live the lows. And mm-hmm. I don't think they ever go away. I've been doing this for a long time and I'm put to the challenge every single week. And, you know, I would say there isn't a book that tells you how to do this. And as an entrepreneur, my advice to anyone listening is to give it your all every day and don't give up. You know, that's really all it is. That's what sets you apart from an entrepreneur or a wantrepreneur. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that have ideas, but they're never going to execute on it because they're scared or they're unsure of what's going to happen. And I've gotten really used to living in the unknown. Every day is an unknown. You guys know. I mean, my problems are massive, though. Like, if you would have asked me these problems that I have, I mean, one day last week, our retail store one of the employees came in on a Sunday morning and the fridge was broken. So every single meal in that fridge had to get tossed, There's a power outage in San Diego and it was like July 2014, I think. Okay, well, we don't have generators at our commissary where we have two walk-in fridges, a walk-in freezer. You name it. So you get really creative. We ship with dry ice a little bit and we use reusable gel packs. So we threw the dry ice in the freezer and prayed that whenever the power went back on, we'd be okay. You know, we figured it out, but that's, you know, in whatever business you're doing, you're going to have your own set of challenges. I would say I've been tossed a lot of, curveballs, I guess you could call it.
Sure.
And I've definitely been put to the test, a lot, more than I had ever expected. And it's still happening. Even the Oakland Raiders, we were trying to figure out with them how to get the food into the hotel in Mexico. And really, it's almost nearly impossible unless you go through an import-export company, which we just didn't have the time to do that. So, you know, there's always these challenges and you're figuring out a solution to a problem all the time.
Now, from your experience, what are the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to food and their diets, nutrition? What do you think? Mm-hmm.
I would say I think the biggest mistake is, I think food and diet and nutrition, it's all really simple if you just go back to the basics. But I think with all these fad diets and everything else that comes around, people like give them a try, you know, and then they're not sustainable for the long term. That's why it's called a diet. It's something short term. But I think people get on these things where they're going to just stick with it long term. And unfortunately, we're all human beings and you have ups and downs and you go all sorts of directions. And it's really just getting down to the basics and understanding math, you know, because at the end of the day, if you want to maintain a healthy weight, it's how much energy are you taking in and how much energy are you exerting? So, you know, calories are important and understanding what that means and good calories and bad calories. We try to do a really good job on our blog on educating on different topics, different fad diets, different vegetables, hydration. So we're always out there trying to educate people on, again, the basics so they can live a healthy lifestyle. But I think the other major thing is that you have to plan at least a little bit.
That's the Gymwits are all about it.
Yeah, Gymwits are all about planning, and so is Michelle. And, we just actually wrote a blog that will go up this Sunday on traveling and you know, how you have to really plan ahead if you want to have semi good choices while you're traveling. Mm. And some of the things I do is, you know, I'll fill up my backpack with my laptop in it with some snacks, some good raw nuts, almond butters, like from Justin's, and just things that travel well. Because if you just don't have anything, you're going to make a poor decision because you're going to get a headache, you're going to get irritable, and you're going to say, I don't care. I just want something so those symptoms go away.
Yeah.
So how does that quote go? Like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, or something like that.
Oh, no, I've heard that, but it makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Right? That's what it's about. And I think if you can just, you know, read one article a day on something about nutrition that you just didn't know, be it a food ingredient or a fad diet or whatever, just so you're more educated. And then also, what little steps can you do in your day to plan? And mine is just making sure my backpack's full of snacks, because even when you're out and about, you just don't know what can happen. And if you don't have fuel on you, we're all human, you're going to go search for the fuel somewhere. You're going to stop at a drive-thru. You're going to go stop at a gas station. You're going to go to a 7-Eleven. And those are when the bad decisions start. And then it's real easy to go downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm wondering what your thoughts on very restrictive diets, or not necessarily restrictive in not allowing yourself to eat the right amount of food, but more not allowing yourself certain foods like the paleo diet. You know, when people say, oh, you shouldn't have any bread or any cheese or any dairy. What do you think about that concept of just completely eliminating? Now, I'm not talking about people that may have, say, celiac disease or something like that, just cannot eat gluten because they're going to have a reaction to it. But people that are not, that do not have those limitations, but just feel that they should not have any gluten or any wheat or any dairy or anything like that. What do you think about that concept?
You know, it's a great question. And I am probably the most even keel person you'll meet. And I'm all about trying different fad diets or diets for maybe a couple weeks. But again, it's not something sustainable for the long term. I don't think any of it is. I mean, we sell paleo meals, we sell gluten-free meals, we sell dairy-free meals, we sell low-carb meals. And I just say everything in moderation. And I literally live by the 80-20 rule. And I would say that's another good tip for people is that, and we just actually wrote a blog on this as well, I think it was last week or the prior week, that if 80% of the time you eat really well, clean foods, you know, vegetables, good carbohydrates, sweet potatoes, quinoa, brown rice, all those really good quality ingredients. Then the other 20%, if you want pizza or ice cream or french fries, go for it. I believe in moderation, because then you're never going to crave it. You're never going to need a diet. You're on your life diet. You're on a lifestyle plan that's sustainable, that gives you what you want every day. Like I love dark chocolate. I have dark chocolate covered almonds or dark chocolate something almost every day. But I calculate for it, you know? I say, okay, well, I know that's going to be about 200 calories. And okay, so I don't eat as much avocado and as much almond butters as I used to, because I rather have those fats, you know? So you figure out what works for you. And I believe in 80-20. I love desserts. I love sweets. And I never, you know, unless you're really trying to, you know, you have an event or you have to go to a wedding or you have something that you want to be working towards for a goal, then I can understand that maybe for maybe 8 to 12 weeks tops. But then after that, it's not sustainable and you're going to drive yourself crazy.
So you mentioned your blog, and I actually had a chance to read through a couple of articles, and I enjoyed it because even though it's like a blog for a business, you're not trying to sell your business through the blog. So it's actually something that is informative. So how often do you update your blog?
So we publish a post every Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So once a week. And it's everything, like I said, it just like you guys mentioned, it's educational. So last week, I think, was the 80-20 principle, mm-hmm. and showing you how you can enjoy those. You know, some people love sweet stuff, some people love salty, some people like both. So dive in.
Any thoughts on starting a podcast?
Yes, I've actually had thoughts about starting a podcast for myself to help people. It's not all about food, but it's about top performance and peak performance and interviewing people, everyone from all of the NFL teams that we've worked with to the NBA coaches and Major League Baseball, you know, to maybe the strength coach of the Cubs. You know, they just won the World Series. Like, understanding what these people go through, because they're just like all of us. And I've built these relationships over the last 6 years. So putting it to work and really showing you that every single person, be it a regular person or someone that someone might look at, like, oh, wow, I want to be like them. We all deal with the same challenges because we're all human beings. And it's just, what do they do? You know, I would love to know people that travel a lot, what do they do for their snacks? I know what I do. And just kind of gathering all of this data from all walks of life about, one of my other top things I love to talk about is sleeping. I love to sleep.
Yes.
And I believe that sleep should be a diet, because it's interesting that if you actually sleep 8 to 10 hours a night, you're going to burn about an extra 400 calories. And people don't really understand that concept and that your body needs to repair itself. So when people are always like, oh, I need to lose a little bit of weight, I'm like, well, how much do you sleep?
And not only that, but when you don't sleep, you actually start craving more sugars and stuff like that. And you don't, but there's some evidence that you don't burn fat as well, issues with metabolism. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but sleep. We actually recently did a podcast on not getting enough sleep, and it has really very detrimental effects on your overall health.
Yeah, I think sleeping makes you younger.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I feel better and younger, even though you're getting older. It's like, great. Oh, I need to add another 30 minutes of sleep every night.
So, I know this might starting to be bordering on the political, but what do you think of organic foods and their importance? And then what do you think about GMOs?
So I think, obviously if you can purchase organic as much as possible and purchase non-GMO foods as much as possible, great. But the reality is that I have been in the food industry for a while now, and I'm kind of skeptical on how it's regulated to begin with. I wish we could all live on the islands of Hawaii and just buy from our neighbors' backyards, because that would be ideal.
Sure.
And then we wouldn't have to use distributors and big food companies, because they are, you just don't know.
Sure.
And, I'm shopping, I'll always purchase the organic if it's available, but I don't go hunting for it.
Why do you think it's better to eat organic?
Anything purchased organic, or even like with the beef, the way the animals are raised,
besides anything with meat in terms of, being humane, because I'm actually big time in favor of, humane meat and being good to animals. That's more of a moral situation. I think I'm looking more for either a health reason or a taste reason why one may wish to purchase organic.
You know, as far as the health reason and purchasing organic, you're just putting less chemicals in your body.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I see it as a benefit to your body. Again, I am not a dietitian or a nutritionist by any means, but if there are less pesticides and chemicals used on something grown organically versus non, and I have the choice and there's two options sitting in front of me at the store and one's a little bit more in price, I'm going to pay a little more in price, because I believe that you either pay for it now or you're going to pay for it later in prescription drugs and copays. Hmm. Because what you put in your body, it's like a 401k plan. Even though I don't really do 401k plans.
You've said so many things similar to what we say. Like, we'll say every time you work out, it's like putting money in the bank for your health. So
yeah, you're making a deposit. You're making a deposit into your health bank in your body. And it's not like you can take your body, you know, like, I have a BMW car and every couple of years I like a new one because I like the maintenance package. Your gym workouts with you guys and your sleep patterns with your sleep person and your eating at home or with Fitzy or whatever, however you eat, that's your maintenance package. You can't go get a new car. You can go get new parts and bones and surgeries, but they're very expensive. Yeah. And
they never work quite as well.
Yeah. And your parts are never, it's like a refurbished phone. Your body's just getting refurbished, right? Yeah. A refurbished iPhone and a real brand new iPhone are two different iPhones. I've had a refurbished one. It had issues after a couple months.
Sure.
So, you know, this isn't any different. And that's kind of my take on the whole organic thing.
Gotcha.
It's awesome. Better for the body than pay an extra buck or two. Mm-hmm.
So now, most importantly, can you spell Fitzy for us?
Sure. Fit, like fitness, F-I-T, and then Z, Z-E-E. So cool. That's Fitzy. It was just something catchy that we came up with.
Yeah.
It
I like it.
Really no meaning, and it was we were able to trademark it. So that's how we came up with the name. And for male or female, it was kind of like, yeah, I like it. It wasn't gender specific. Yeah. And then foods is FOOD, and then S for plural. So Fitzy Foods.
Why did you decide to come up with the whole using the word food? Oh no! Oh, that's right. You guys deliver food.
Yes, we. I wanted to make sure that people knew that what we did was we sold food.
And so, looks like we have a special offer, right, for all of our listeners.
Yeah. So for all of your listeners, you can get 20% off your first order as long as you order in the month of November.
Really cool. Awesome.
So I think you're going to put it in the show notes, right? Or do you want to spell it out to everybody?
Oh, we will definitely put those in the notes. And everyone listening, you guys all should check out fitzyfoods.com.
The promo code.
Oh, so the promo code, which we'll of course include in the show notes as well, is going to be GYMWITS20 because it's going to be 20% off your first order.
Yep, and we ship anywhere UPS goes. We just cannot ship to Canada.
Very cool. So for our listeners in Canada and for our listeners in India, sorry, but everywhere else.
Well, maybe you can. There's similar companies to us in Canada, so check them out.
Cool. And is there, Michelle, anything else you would like to add before you part?
No, I think you guys are in complete alignment with me and with Fitzy Foods. And, you know, our mission at Fitzy is how can we help people change their lives one meal at a time? Again, we're not talking 80% of all your meals being from us or, you know, but 80% to stay healthy and 20%, you know, drink up, eat up, and enjoy your sweets.
Awesome. I think I'm going to place an order.
Awesome. Well, thanks guys for having me. It was wonderful talking to you and looking forward to connecting again in the near future.
Yes, Michelle. Thank you so much.
All right. That was great. That was a really good interview. And, you know, I like that her views are very much aligned with ours. And even there were a few times where we're going through our list of like questions and she would kind of answer a couple in a row where, you know, we didn't even have to ask her because she was pretty much on the same page as us.
Yep, she's very GYMWITSian. She believes in a lot of similar concepts. Like she's all about planning. You know, we've often said if you don't plan, whether it's for your meals or for working out, you're going to make bad decisions. Yeah. And she certainly hammered that point home. And I like the fact that she is offering a solution to a big problem that many of us busy folk, and I know you guys out there, you guys listen to us because you're trying to find a way to incorporate fitness, health, and wellness into your busy lives. Yeah. And she's offering a meal solution for that, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
I did my Blue Apron review, And I found that it was decent, but that it wasn't amazing because it took quite a bit of time to prepare the meals and some skill as well. And that might be difficult for some people. And also that I didn't find the portions were proper based on the fact there were really only a couple sizes, and they just it wasn't a good fit for me personally.
Yeah.
But she apparently has the solution to those issues as well. So it was cool. So we hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah. And once again, so she's offering through November, so until November 30th, a 20% off deal for anybody who wants to use it. So if you live in San Diego, great, because you're right there. And if you're anywhere else, it can be delivered to you. So the code is JimWitz20, all lowercase. So JimWitz, you should know how to spell the name, and the number 20.
Yeah, make your orders. I think it should be really.
Yeah, check it out. Let us know.
Let us know what you think about it for sure. I don't know. I'm gonna make an order. I'm gonna use the code too.
Good. I would hope. all right. So the exercise of the week this week is the scapular push-up. Do you know what a scapular push-up is?
No.
No. Okay. It's pretty simple. Imagine you're doing a push-up, but you don't bend your elbows. So you're essentially just squeezing your shoulder blades together, retracting, and then protracting. So you kind of push forward. It's really good exercise. Good way to practice, and it helps with push-ups. The main muscle that works is the serratus anterior, which is underused or under-focused. Just the movement of the shoulder, like retracting and protracting, or kind of pulling the shoulder blades together and extending forward. They're movements that we don't do often. But it's involved in a lot of exercises. So there are often times where you see a lot on lat pull downs and seated rows where people will do it, but they don't properly retract or pull the shoulder blades together. So it's a great exercise to work on that specific movement. It's something underused. So just a good exercise to do. Everyone should be doing, but not many people are doing. So that's it. That's the exercise of the week. As usual, I will post a picture on the app. So if you have the Android or iPhone app, it will be there as a bonus. You guys all get that stuff. And eventually, I will start posting this stuff on Instagram. But it's a little extra work for now. But we'll get up eventually.
If anyone wants to be our social media person,
yeah,
and make tons of different posts and put our pictures up, yeah,
and do it for free.
Give us massages, but we're willing to accept.
You don't have to give us
massages. Ryan will train you.
Yeah, right. All right. So I guess that's it. Anything else? Anything to add?
Nothing else. No, nothing. So
all right, all of our stuff. Yeah, we're a little exhausted right now. As I think Justin mentioned, it's what's today? November 9th. Yeah, so it's right after election. We won't get political because this is the we would potentially on the cheat meal, but you're not listening for us to talk politics unless you're listening to the cheat meal episode. But it's, I think like most of the country, we're a little exhausted, just tired from all the stuff that's been going on for months now, and a long late night. So I think we're both beat today. So all right, yeah,
definitely.
All right, that's it. As usual, all of our stuff is at thegymwitz.com. I'm Ryan George,
Justin Guild, aka Chef Sonic,
and we are the Gymwitz.